The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Eva Lee is with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, to talk about when children present themselves to us, Eva, and they suggest that they want to do something about their image, how they project themselves in the world that we might not necessarily be too happy about. So clothes, piercings and tattoos, we're lumping them all in together, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it is what we'd say self-expression, you know, to a degree, particularly for our preteens and teenagers, really. It can be for some quite a significant aspect of their life and figuring themselves out. Yeah.
And it's, look, it starts relatively early, but it's fine because they're just kind of putting on kind of wacky combinations of their own clothes, maybe from their bedroom. This is as they get a bit older and they maybe are coming downstairs, you know, in the belly top and things like this on the way to school. That's maybe where the possibility of some conflict arises. Is that it?
Yeah. And look, we're seeing it a lot, even with younger children. But certainly if we're talking about teenagers in particular, and they are starting to go to discos, they are, you know, hanging around with groups of friends, etc., in the middle of the shopping centre. you know, it is important to look at it from a teenager's perspective and where they're at, because, you know, they're at that point in their developmental stage where they're trying to figure themselves out. They're trying to get a sense of their own identity, both individually but also socially. And they're trying to figure out who I am, who I want to be around, or who I want to be surrounded by. And friendships and peer groups play a huge part in that, both influencing, conforming, and just avoiding at all costs to be isolated or excluded. You know, that's really big.
So is that the first step in this process, is not to kind of send them straight back upstairs to change, is to try and understand what's going on for them or why they might want to wear these clothes or get this piercing?
Yeah, and it comes up for all of us. If you have a teenager, a preteen, it is a conversation that comes up in every household. On the flip side, we, as the adults, we have the logical heads, the practical, you know, perspective. But we're also triggered depending on our own beliefs and values and the expectations of maybe what we thought or how things would be at home with the kids. We're also been kind of, you know, question ourselves. But it is important to have some kind of an open view to start with, because piercings, tattoos, clothes in particular are a primary tool to self-expression. But what you mentioned there, often that's when things kick off and we can be reactive, and we're kind of not seeing beyond the, you know, upstairs, get changed, not a chance of a piercing or a tattoo. But you'll find, for the most part, that's often where you'll see that pushback and that resistance, and pushing of boundaries, which is normal. But I think often when we see when our teenagers see and hear that we're prepared to kind of get their view on things.
Yeah, because I assume, though, as well, you want to acknowledge their right as people, young people, to self-expression and to kind of find their feet and create their own sense of identity. At the same time, you don't want them to make the decisions for the wrong reasons.
No.
You know, you talked about kind of not wanting to be isolated.
Mm.
You know, that maybe they're not actually comfortable asking to wear this or to get this piercing, and they're just doing it because they feel they have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, in other words, you don't want to kind of stand out of the way too much.
No, like it's trying to strike that balance.
Yeah.
But we're not going to know what that is until it's actually presented itself to us, you know. And it's sometimes it's we're in a situation where, like, how do we actually approach this? But there's a lot to be said for, you know, like I said, that the influencing and the conforming. And it's all right to start having those conversations with our kids about, you know, it is okay if it doesn't feel right and if it's not you. But sometimes they don't figure that out until afterwards.
Yeah.
After the fact. And when they do start to figure out, well, actually, what do I really care about and what is important to me? And some adults don't even know that.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky one to balance out.
And once it's not kind of, right, a tattoo is one thing, right?
Mm.
Let's maybe come back to that.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's, you know, what clothes they're going to wear down to the shopping centre, as it were, I mean, there's maybe some benefit sometimes in letting them make their own mistakes.
Yeah.
You know what? They're going to look back at this and they're going to regret it, but let them off.
Didn't we all? If we look back at our own fashion 20 years ago, we'll have that same...
Oh, it's coming back.
Yeah,
it's coming
it is.
Back. That's the beauty of it. Shouldn't have thrown out all those bootcut jeans.
I know. But it is... It's allowing them have a space to express that and know that... The likelihood is they will come back on, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And what will be cool this week, give them 6 months down the line, it'll be a whole other different fashion concept. But it can cause a lot of arguments and maybe a lot of concern and worry. And there's that element of, you know, we want our kids to respect themselves and not to be putting themselves out to be vulnerable. And it's that natural instinct as parents and carers to make sure that, you know, our kids are making the right decisions. But as you say, sometimes they kind of have to walk the walk before they realise, okay, right, I need to change that up.
And walking the walk, I guess that's it's easier to stand back and let that happen when it comes to clothes. Slightly less easy with piercings and harder again with a tattoo.
Yes, yeah. That conversation has come up in our house.
Has it?
Yeah, it
okay,
has.
Talk me through it.
Well, you know...
Can you tell us what was the request? Where did they want the tattoo?
It was, do you know what? Just for his own... to respect him.
Okay.
He did come to us and say, look, there's a particular thing he wanted. He'll be 16 in January. And we didn't say... Absolutely no.
Okay.
But we said no for now.
Okay. The sparrow doesn't have to go on your forehead. Yeah. You know, could you put it somewhere else?
Or on the neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't say no. But at the same time, we said, look, what is it? Why is this really important to you right now? Let's just review this in a year's time. So often with teens, if they're told no, there's that kind of defiance that you know, don't tell me what to do, or I know what I want. It's having that open-minded and open conversation. And when our kids see that we're prepared to negotiate, compromise, listen and hear them out, it can be a really positive starting point. I'm not even talking about just the tattoos and the piercings, but a lot, you know, different challenges that we go through with our teens. Although I heard the other day that you can get like 3 year tattoos that last for 3 years. But I've heard this has came up in conversation with somebody during the week. But anyway, don't quote me on that.
And do you suspect, right? We want to respect his privacy to a degree. Do you suspect he'll, in a year's time, think, oh God, I'm glad I didn't get that tattoo? Or is that more your hope than your expectation?
You know what? There are other, let's say, grown men in my life that have got tattoos when they were younger. And the parents didn't know about until they were adults.
Okay, yeah.
So I think, you know, kids are going to do things even though we say we don't want them to do them. But like that... it's knowing that will potentially happen and that it's not the end of the world either. But look, in our situation, it's amazing how much a year can make.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of leaving it open ended. But
so listen, the takeaway from all of this is kind of the takeaway from so many of these conversations. And it's conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of open lines of communication, regardless of what the request is it?
Yeah. Look, one thing I suppose I am very mindful of is if we're talking about clothes and image and appearance, we're being told now more than ever not to comment on our kids' appearance and how they look and what's flattering and what's not and what's suitable and what's not. But if you are in the middle of your kitchen and you're really biting your tongue as to what to say, rather than saying, look, it doesn't suit you, it's not flattering, doesn't work for you, turn that language around somewhat and say, look, I actually really love this colour on you, or I think that style is really, it's a lovely cut on you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be different for us all, but it's just being sensitive to that language as well.
Aoife, listen, thanks a million as always for coming into us. Aoife Lee, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.